Fox hunting is back on the political agenda. Hilary Benn, the Environment Secretary, as we've been reporting this morning, has written to the Conservative leader David Cameron, criticising his support for a repeal of the ban on hunting with dogs in England and Wales. Now, Mr. Benn claims that there's public support for the legislation, though its working has been criticised by people who are really on both sides of the passionate debate about hunting. When I spoke to Mr. Benn earlier this morning, I put it to him that the reason for writing an open letter to Mr. Cameron on the fifth anniversary of the bill, as he has done, was pretty obvious. There was an election coming and he wanted to shore up his traditional vote.
It certainly resonates with the public, Jim. The polls show overwhelming public support for the hunting ban, which came into force 5 years ago. Look, the truth is, in a civilised society, we shouldn't accept animals being set on each other in a fight to the death for sport. And since we've put an end to the spectacle of foxes being ripped to pieces, why on earth would you want to go back when it's very clear that the public doesn't support this? And incidentally, Jim, one of the things it'd be nice if the Conservatives would come clean on is, are they also going to get rid of the ban that applies to stag hunting and hare coursing? Because they're remarkably reluctant to talk about any of this.
Let's ask you about the law, though, because the point about law is that it needs to work, otherwise it brings the whole system into disrepute. The executive director of the League Against Cruel Sports says that the Hunting Act has, and I quote, failed on every level. Lord Burns, who chaired the government's own inquiry into hunting with dogs, has said the law was not, and I quote him, soundly based on evidence and principle. They're both saying, and they've looked at it very closely, that the law is a mess. How can you defend it?
Well, I don't agree with those criticisms. I mean, it's based on a very clear principle, and that is trying to deal with animal cruelty. That's what it's about. It's not about class war at all. It's a simple, straight question of animal cruelty. Secondly, as far as its enforceability is concerned, the latest figures show that there were 33 convictions last year. And thirdly, and this is really important, Jim, at the time the bill was going through, people said, well, all the hunts will close down, the dogs will have to be put down. None of that has come to pass.
More people are hunting than ever.
People are perfectly free under the legislation, Jim, to ride with their horses, with their hounds. A lot of hunts have moved to drag hunting, which is allowed under the legislation. What they're not allowed to do is what used to happen, which is deliberately to set out to catch foxes and to have them savaged to death. And that's what the law put an end to. It's why there is overwhelming public support and why lots of people are backing the ban campaign.
Segment 1.
Fox hunting is back on the political agenda. Hilary Benn, the Environment Secretary, as we've been reporting this morning, has written to the Conservative leader David Cameron, criticising his support for a repeal of the ban on hunting with dogs in England and Wales. Now, Mr. Benn claims that there's public support for the legislation, though its working has been criticised by people who are really on both sides of the passionate debate about hunting. When I spoke to Mr. Benn earlier this morning, I put it to him that the reason for writing an open letter to Mr. Cameron on the fifth anniversary of the bill, as he has done, was pretty obvious. There was an election coming and he wanted to shore up his traditional vote.
It certainly resonates with the public, Jim. The polls show overwhelming public support for the hunting ban, which came into force 5 years ago.
Segment 2.
Look, the truth is, in a civilised society, we shouldn't accept animals being set on each other in a fight to the death for sport. And since we've put an end to the spectacle of foxes being ripped to pieces, why on earth would you want to go back when it's very clear that the public doesn't support this? And incidentally, Jim, one of the things it'd be nice if the Conservatives would come clean on is, are they also going to get rid of the ban that applies to stag hunting and hare coursing? Because they're remarkably reluctant to talk about any of this.
Let's ask you about the law, though, because the point about law is that it needs to work, otherwise it brings the whole system into disrepute.
Segment 3.
The executive director of the League Against Cruel Sports says that the Hunting Act has, and I quote, failed on every level. Lord Burns, who chaired the government's own inquiry into hunting with dogs, has said the law was not, and I quote him, soundly based on evidence and principle. They're both saying, and they've looked at it very closely, that the law is a mess. How can you defend it?
Well, I don't agree with those criticisms. I mean, it's based on a very clear principle, and that is trying to deal with animal cruelty. That's what it's about. It's not about class war at all. It's a simple, straight question of animal cruelty. Secondly, as far as its enforceability is concerned, the latest figures show that there were 33 convictions last year.
Segment 4.
And thirdly, and this is really important, Jim, at the time the bill was going through, people said, well, all the hunts will close down, the dogs will have to be put down. None of that has come to pass.
More people are hunting than ever.
People are perfectly free under the legislation, Jim, to ride with their horses, with their hounds. A lot of hunts have moved to drag hunting, which is allowed under the legislation. What they're not allowed to do is what used to happen, which is deliberately to set out to catch foxes and to have them savaged to death. And that's what the law put an end to. It's why there is overwhelming public support and why lots of people are backing the ban campaign.